Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Yeah.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Welcome to today's Action Frames. This is Helen together with Apollo. We are here to present you with the latest Info Express.
Hi fellas, Apollo is here for you and I miss you guys so much. Today we're going to introduce two sensational and up-to-date films to you. The Three Body Problem and Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
The Three Body Problem is a science fiction novel by the Chinese writer Liu Cixin. It is the first of the trilogy titled Remembrance of Earth's Past, but Chinese readers generally refer to the series by the title of the first novel. The title itself refers to the three-body problem in orbital mechanics.
The book was serialized in Science Fiction World in 2006, published as a book in 2008, and became one of the most popular science fiction novels in China. It received the Chinese Science Fiction Galaxy Award in 2006. A film adaptation of the same name is scheduled for release in 2017.
Part of the novel takes place during the Cultural Revolution in China, as told through flashbacks. The family of a Tsinghua University astrophysics alumnus, Ye Wenjie, was shattered when her mother and younger sister joined the Red Guards, and her physicist father, Ye Zhetai, was killed by Tsinghua High School student mobs during a public struggle session. Ye barely escaped persecution and was exiled to the countryside, where she got into deep trouble after commenting on Silent Spring, a banned book at the time. He managed to find political refuge after being recruited into the Red Coast base, a top-secret military establishment commissioned by the communist government to establish contact with aliens.
And here comes the even hotter series movie, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. It is a 1991 American science fiction action film co-written, produced, and directed by James Cameron. The film stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, Robert Patrick, and Edward Furlong. It is the sequel to the 1984 film, The Terminator, and the second installment in the Terminator franchise. Terminator 2 follows Sarah Connor and her 10-year-old son, John, as they are pursued by a new, more advanced Terminator, the liquid metal shape-shifting T-1000, sent back in time to kill John Connor and prevent him from becoming the leader of the human resistance. A second, less advanced Terminator is also sent back in time to protect him.
After a troubled pre-production characterized by legal disputes, Mario Casas of Caroco Pictures emerged with the franchise's property rights in early 1990. This paved the way for the completion of the screenplay by the Cameron-led production team and the October 1990 start of a shortened 186-day filming schedule. The production of Terminator 2 required a $102 million budget, making it the most expensive film made up to that point. Much of the film's massive budget was spent on filming and special efforts. The film was released on July 3, 1991, in time for the U.S. Independence Day weekend.
The film's visual effects saw breakthroughs in computer-generated imagery, including the first use of natural human motion for a computer-generated character and the first partially computer-generated main character. Terminator 2 was a critical and commercial success and influenced popular culture, especially the use of visual effects in films. It received many accolades, including 4 Academy Awards for Best Sound Editing, Best Sound Mixing, Best Makeup, and Best Visual Effects. The highest grossing film of 1991 and Schwarzenegger's career. Terminator 2 has since been ranked by several publications such as the American Film Institute as one of the greatest action films, science fiction films, and sequels of all time.
And this time, director provide us with a much more exciting 3D film. It's really a great surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, and though I did see the film years ago, I would go to the cinema for sure.
Okay, that's all for today's Info Express. Next is Storyboard. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Let Action Frames deliver the warmth. Here comes our storyboard. This is Rebecca.
And this is Charlotte. So, how was last week's program? Do you like this kind of style?
This time we are going to introduce a film which is also a little bit unique. The film is called Fight Club, starred by Brad Pitt and Edward Norton.
When I first saw the name of this film, I thought it was just a motivational story about guys who fight. It didn't seem too deep, so I thought it would provide entertainment. But I was amazed after watching it for its subtle plot.
So, let's start the story. Jack is a middle-aged man with a sense of crisis. He hates everything in his own life. In order to cure his severe insomnia, he becomes so addicted to attending virus disease treatment to contact people. But the use of these support groups is ruined when he meets a young woman named Marla Singer, who is also going to all these support group meetings. Jack is attracted by this woman and falls in love with her.
On the trip, Jack meets a man called Taylor who sells soap. When he finds that his house is blown up, he has to live with Taylor. To seek stimulation, they create a fight club, a place they can fight with each other without protection. Through the fight, they can release pressure and get a moment of pleasure.
Fight Club gradually becomes a large national underground organization, and Tyler is seen as all members' godfather. As the expansion of the club, Tyler begins to incite members to do damage to society. Tyler's unbearable behavior makes Jack upset, so he decides to leave Tyler. However, club members has launched a nationwide uprising. They even destroyed many buildings. On the way to stop them, Jack finds a secret of Tyler and himself.
If you want to know the secret, find the answer in the film. Fight Club is literally the first time I've ever came upon something that, at first sight, seemed incredibly stylish and entertaining. The plot lured you in before turning you upside down. The acting was nothing short of perfect. It is dark and disturbing. However, it is equally smart and stylistic. I find it hard to watch at points, but I couldn't turn my eyes away.
There's no denying that Fight Club is a really violent movie and the plot is very brutal, but I'd go as far as to say this film is not about violence. It is about choices. It is about activity. It is about waking up and realizing that at some point in the past we've gone to the toilet and thrown up our dreams without even realizing that society has stuck its fingers down our throat.
Of course, all of these bloody scenes are in order to reveal the theme of the movie, human nature's growth, and daily work makes people become insensitive, frustrated, depressed, and spiritually empty. Long-term depression calls to the most primitive, salvaged nature, and the result is unpredictable. Fight Club members are living at the edge of modern society. It makes them lose the conscience of humanity and victim. They have become the machine. The only way to restore personality is returning to the most savage animal instinct of pain and violence.
As David Berman once said, "I'm afraid I've got more in common with who I was than who I am becoming." If this sentence makes any sense to you, go to see Fight Club. You won't regret it.
Well, that's all for today's storyboard. Like the story, go to watch it. This is Charlotte.
And this is Rebecca. Enjoy the program. Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. what's fun in the dramatic world. Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
May I have your attention, please? I'm Jack in a fight club. Tonight I'm gonna tell you about how I meet with Tyler.How we started the Fight Club, and how we make the world to be what we think it should be in today's flashback. Tonight's not about win or lose, but do remember, you guys cannot talk about Fight Club after the show. So let's get started.
Clip 1.
What, you just want me to hit you?
Come on, just do me this one favor.
Why?
Why? I don't know why. Never even fight you.
No, but that's a good thing.
No, it's not. How much can you know about you if there haven't been a fight? I won't die without any scars. Come on, before I lose my nerve.
Oh, God. This is crazy.
So crazy. Let it rip.
I don't know about this.
I don't either. Who gives a shit? No one's watching. What do you care?
This is crazy. You want me to hit you?
That's right.
Where? Like, in the face?
Surprise me.
Oh, this is so fucking stupid.
Oh, motherfucker! You hit me in the ear!
Well, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Oh, Christ! Why the ears, man?
I fucked it up.
No, that was perfect!
Oh no! It's alright. It really hurts.
Right?
Hit me again.
No, you hit me. Come on.
We should do this again sometime.
Clip 2.
Hello?
This is Detective Stern with the arson unit. We have some new information about an incident at your former condo. I don't know if you are aware, but someone sprayed Freon into your front door lock. You used a chisel to shatter the cylinder.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all. I'm Jack's cold sweat.
Does this sound strange to you?
Yes, sir, strange. Very strange.
The dynamite.
Dynamite?
That the residuum of ammonium oxalate potassium perchloride. Do you know what this means?
No. What does it mean?
It means it was homemade.
I'm sorry. This is just coming as quite a shock to me, sir.
Whoever said it's dynamite could have blown out your pilot light days before the explosion. The gas was just a detonate.
Who would go and do that?
I will ask the questions.
Tell him the liberators who destroyed my property, realigned my perceptions.
Excuse me, are you there?
I am listening. It's hard to know what to make of this.
Have you recently made enemies who might have access to homemade dynamite?
Enemies?
Reject the basic assumption of civilization, especially the importance of material possessions.
Son, this is serious.
Yes, I know it's serious.
I mean that.
Yes, it's very serious. Look, nobody takes this more seriously than me. That condo was my life, okay? I loved every stick of furniture in that place. That was not just a bunch of stuff that got destroyed. It was me.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Is this not a good time for you?
Just tell him you fucking did it. Tell him you blow it all up. That's what he wants to hear.
Are you still there?
Wait.Are you saying that I'm a suspect?
No, I may need to talk to you, so you let me know if you're gonna leave town, okay?
Okay.
Clip 3.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
There's a sign on the front that says Lou's Tavern. I'm fucking Lou. Who the fuck are you?
Tell her, Jordan.
Who told your motherfuckers that you could use my place?
We have a deal with guy with Irvin.
Irvin's at home with a broken collarbone. He don't own this place. I do. How much money is he getting for this?
There's no money.
Really?
Free to all.
Aren't that anything?
It is, actually.
Look, stupid fuck. I want everybody out of here right now.
You should join our club.
Did you hear what I just said?
You and your friends.
You hear me now?
No, I didn't quite catch that. Still not got it. Okay, I got it. Shit, I lost it.
Back, all of you. Everybody back.
Hey, dude. Come on, man. We really like this place. Oh! That's right, dude. Get it out.
Shut the fuck up. Is that fucking funny? Fucking guy in the loony, I'm telling you.
You don't know where I've been, Lou.
Oh my god.
You don't know where I've been. Please, let's give it, Lou. Please, Lou.
Fucking you, the basement. Christ.
I want your word, Lou. I want your word.
On my mother's eyes.
Thanks, Lou. You too, big guy. We'll see you next week.
Clip 4.
The victory in the war against crime will not come overnight. It will take dedication and commitment, and most of all, cooperation. Streets are safer now. There's hope in the inner city. However, this is only the beginning.
I'm gonna take a piss.
These are the first steps in a long journey. That is why we have created Project Hope, helping others with prevention and enforcement. Project Hope will be a joint effort between police and community leaders. It will be a powerful new weapon in the war against crime.
Wrap it up around the top of his hacky sack.
His balls are ice cold.
Hi, it's gonna call off your rigorous investigation. You will publicly state there's no underground group or these guys are gonna take your boss. There's been one to the New York Times and one to the LA Times. Look, the people you're after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals, we haul your trash, we connect your calls, we drive your ambulances, we guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us. Boat check. Bob, you're this way. Let's go.
Are you tired of the longest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my audience. It's so kind of you to turn on the radio tonight. This is Jake speaking.
Welcome to Action English. I'm Joyce.
Last time, we picked up some words and phrases in Sausage Party.
Do you still remember those words we picked up last night?
This time, we're going to pick up some in Fight Club.
As you can imagine, there are quite many idioms, including some swearing in this movie.
But of course, we're not going to pick those.
Action Frames is a civilized program, right?
Of course, so get your notebook ready and note down these interesting idioms.
Here comes the first clip.
This is it. Ground zero. Would you like to say a few words to mark the occasion?
这是在片头 Jack 被 Tyler 用枪指着的时候 Tyler 对 Jack 说你想说几句话来纪念这个伟大的时刻吗
在这里纪念这个伟大的时刻，主角用的是 mark the occasion。
其实这很好理解，用几句话标记下这个场面，不就是纪念这个伟大的时刻吗？
这句话当然同样出现在了片尾
flashback humor。
Would you like to say a few words to mark the occasion?
Jack 的回答是他还没想好要说什么。
才不是呢，他说了整整一部电影。
这种首尾呼应的套路是不是很眼熟啊？
这不就是我们语文老师从小教到大的行文套路吗？
哇哦，我应该说你发现了一个 top secret 吗？
真是荣幸啊。 So I'm recording action English now to mark the occasion。
你少嘚瑟了，快给我们的听众放下一段原声吧。
What? And I'm not.
Sticking feathers up your butt does not make you a chicken。
Jack 质问 Tyler 为什么他还要在 Marla 身上浪费时间呢？
Tyler 回答他说，因为 Marla 至少在试着 hit bottom， 也就是坏的彻底。
于是我们傲娇的主人公 Jack 很是不服气地说，难道我没有吗？
Tyler 就用这句话回答他说，在屁股上插羽毛不等于你就是鸡，大有猪鼻子插葱装象的意思。
这是很有 Tyler 个人风格的一句话呢，粗暴简单的嘲讽了 Jack 是弱鸡。
这种个人风格深深地影响了 Jack， 还记得后面 Jack 抢白经理的那一幕吗？
It started to make sense in Tyler's sort of way。
得了吧， feathers up your butt do not make you a chicken， 你可不是 Jack。
好吧， I'm Jack's unhappy mind， 我有小情绪了，我不想理你，并向你丢去了一段原声。
那就让我们来听下一段原声吧。
See all this potential。I see it's flying.
这是 Tyler 在俱乐部发表鼓舞人心的讲话时说的一句话。
我看到了你们每个人的潜质，也看到了它被浪费。
Squander 在这里就是浪费挥霍的意思。
字典里的定义是这样的， To spend or use extravagantly or wastefully, often followed by a way.
So if you squander money, resources or opportunities, you waste them.
让我们造个句来理解一下它吧。
Jack didn't squander his money on clam chowder.
Jack 没有在蛤蜊浓汤上浪费钱。
或者让我们造一个更有意思的句子吧。
The salty fish squandered its life in the sofa.
那条咸鱼在沙发上北京摊。
停停停，你能不能好好翻译？
好吧，那条咸鱼把它的生命浪费在沙发里。
怎么听起来还是怪怪的？
哪有了，你肯定是听错了。让我们赶快来听下一段原声吧。
嘿，别转移话题。
Quit screwing around. Take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Look at you.
这段对话发生在 Jack 和 Tyler 之间。Tyler 正在做一件非常疯狂的事情，在高速路上逆行，还不握方向盘，任由车子胡乱行驶。
而且他还不允许 Jack 去操纵方向盘。
珍惜生命，远离 Tyler， 但是没有成功的 Jack 急了，对他说，别闹了，快开车。
但是 Tyler 根本不理睬他，反而对他说，看看你自己，真是可悲。
在俚语字典 Urban Dictionary 中， screw around 有三条不同的意思。
一是 having frivolous sex， 这里显然不是这个意思。
二是 playing or wasting time， 这里可以有这个意思，但是又不那么恰当。它一般用在这种语境中，比如说 We didn't do anything. I was screwing around with some friends at the park.
意思是我们没有干任何正事，我只是和朋友们在公园里消磨时间。
最后一个意思是 When someone is just kidding.
Bingo， 这就是原声中 screw around 含义的正解了。
除了原声中的 quit screwing around， 别开玩笑了，还可以这么用 Don't get mad. I was just screwing around with you.
别抓狂，我只是和你开玩笑。
I am Jack's broken heart.
怎么了？
Because since time is limited, we have to say goodbye to our audience now.
别管接下来的 close up， 我们接着讲吧。
什么？
No, I was just screwing up. See you next week, my dear audience.
See you, stay tuned.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Yeah, overground. This one goes out
to all my ladies. Cha, cha.
Hi everyone, this is old friend Priscilla. Welcome to today's close up.
AKA Fresh Blood Club of Action Frames and I am Apollo. Nice to see you guys.
You've been shallow again. We introduce great artists as well.
But you must admit that there is a common thing among them. They're all pretty people, and in my opinion, as long as one has new works for the audience, he or she is always fresh.
Indeed. When I see Barry, the cute little sausage in our last program, I feel he's totally fresh in either way. Yet can you imagine is a 47-year-old man behind him?
Everyone would be surprised first hearing this, but when I know it's Edward Norton, I don't feel surprised at all. After all, he's a green tree of Hollywood himself.
Yes, and because of his thorough acting skill, you can hardly tell Barry in Sausage Party and the unnamed narrator in Fight Club are the same person.
And also Henkels, the police officer in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
So let's see his life experiences. Born in Boston in 1969 and grew up in Maryland State. Edward Norton had great interest in acting and dreamed to study in drama schools, which remained a dream. And he received his college education in... Well, I still can't believe it.
Yale? What?
Yes, Yale, the top three university. And he majored in history.
Guess it makes his first job less surprising. Do you know that his first job was to be a consultant in his grandfather's company in Japan?
No, I didn't know that. But yes, I'm a little shocked now. I just can't stop thinking that it seems so unfair that one can get a degree of Yale and so many awards and nominations at the same time.
Don't forget Judy Foster and Natalie Portman. They managed to achieve these both too.
But they were both child stars and began acting at a fairly early age. Edward, however, started his acting career after graduating from Yale. There's a huge difference.
Indeed, he started acting with little accumulation of experience or systemic performance training. So we can say he's really a gifted actor. Now, let's talk about something interesting.
I love this part.
Yeah, you got me. Though he's now married to a Canadian film producer and live comparably beyond the spotlight, Edward has quite a number of relationships with many female stars in Hollywood. Some of them were even more famous than him for Chinese audiences.
Such as...
Drew Barrymore.
Wow, the famous Barrymore family. Drew has a remarkable background in Hollywood. She is the granddaughter of John Barrymore and is the goddaughter of Steven Spielberg.
Their relationship only lasted for a short time. The next one I'm going to introduce is even more famous. Cameron Diaz. Guess I don't need to say much about her.
I like Cameron. She was called American Sweetheart when she was young. Her smile is so curious.
Unfortunately, this relationship didn't last long either. Another actress he dated was Jessica Biel, who has now married to Justin Timberlake.
Amazing! I remember he was also Cameron's boyfriend full time.
These things do happen all the time in a circle.
But we shall not let gossips and personal affairs affect our appreciation of any great actors and their works. After all, they are first actors, not stars.
And when judging an actor, we should first focus on his performance and works.
So, enough of gossip, and get to know more about Fight Club in TikTok Talk. This is Priscilla.
And this is Apollo.
See you next time.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
If you wake up at a different time in a different place, could you wake up as a different person? But anyway, I'm the same Elva.
I think this line's perfect for the theme of the movie we talk about today.
Fight Club! I can't wait to come on it!
By the way, this is the same Jake. Welcome to today's...
Oh, and this is surprise. Don't forget me. This is TikTok Talk.
You are so strange, but funny. And so far so good. The last several issues of TikTok Talk always brought up something weird.
Yeah, and we finally have a chance to sit down safe and sound to have a normal discussion of the movie.
I wish it wasn't a flag. Okay, let's get to the topic. Fight Club.
To be honest, it doesn't impress me when I first glanced at the name of the movie. I thought it was just an action movie, as usual.
It will be a pity you miss it. Actually, we can get nothing from only the name of the film, especially the theme of it.
That's the sign of David Fincher. Without notice, this is the second time we talk about David Fincher. His films are always extraordinary.
Oh, and Brad Pitt, they're just like a great partner. He seemed to understand all the crazy stuff in David Fincher's mind.
Do you remember that in the film, they insert some pieces of blue movies into the movie for kids? David used the same method in the Fight Club too.
No wonder I have seen a tiny moment of a black shadow during the film several times.
And it's nobody but Brad Pitt, which has turned the ending. What a clever trick.
Nobody would know that who is in real control of the situation. All I should ask, which who?
Actually.
And I think that's why his films are always elegant. They're really worth watching again and again.
I heard that David used over 1,500 rows of films, which is more than 3 times of the normal quantity.
That should be a big deal. David Fincher really has a love knot of traditional film.
If there's anybody who insists to be the enemy of digital films, David Fincher must be the first.
He seems to never reckon defeat.
The things we all end up owning you. Money. It would never be a problem of him. He's the one who aimed at big deal.
You really like the lines, don't you?
It's really a good way to be the guys in that Fight Club. It's cool.
What you want to do? Be and be beaten? Or make some mess? Or make soaps?
Talking about soap, don't you think it's pretty stupid to put a pink soap on a poster of the movie?
But the soaps turned out to be a really clever idea. It became a symbol.
Brad Pitt and Edward Norton did learn how to make soaps during the movie. I should also go out and collect some human's fat and...
That's disgusting.
Well, you seem to be right, Elva.
But don't you think joining some organization like this Fight Club is relaxing? We can fight, we can hang out with our comrades, we can maybe crash some cars, you know.
Just like what they do to the New Beatles.
Do you have any idea why they choose New Beatles as a sacrificial offering?
Maybe David thought it's ugly.
It's not David's issue. It's all because Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, they both thought the car was so stupid. Then they chose them for crashing.
That should be awesome. I should find the car one day and...
What's wrong with you? You look aggressive today.
Yeah, make it into peace.
But how can I keep telling you? Every day there are lessons, work, relationship issues, and nobody gives a shit because you are nobody. And you are nobody because nobody gives a shit.
Who's the editor? You should cut off this dumb part.
And I tried to make a bomb as what the film taught me.
What? You tried to make bomb? What do you want to do with a freaking bomb?
But it doesn't work. It can't explode at all.
Are you serious? Where do you make it? I am curious.
That's so stupid for you, surprise. But David Fincher is not. Who will tell the audience the true formula of bomb? He had a concern about public safety.
No... I've heard enough. I'm tired of this goddamn lifestyle. I really need to change.
Oh, stop. Oh my god, this program gets into trouble. Again. Why can't we make it right?
I agree. Sticky feathers up your butt does make you a chicken. A bomb can achieve you nothing. Surprise.
Well, why are you still studying to realign? And who you...
Without pain, without sacrifice, we will have nothing. Nobody can stop me. I should be off to... Maybe just blow up this radio studio. You may call me V. Oh no, call me Surprise.
No, Surprise! Don't you dare!
That's enough, Jake! What's wrong with you? And who are you talking to?
Who? It's a surprise. He's trying to blow up our studio. He must be sick in the head.
Okay, now tell me, where is this guy you call Surprise?
Just beside me. What? Where is he?
There's no surprise.
When he leaves?
Nobody leaves. From the beginning, there are only two guys here, you and me.
So, who do I talk to?
That's my question. You're talking like two men all the time.
That's impossible.
Well, it seems that you really need a doctor. Say goodbye to our audience.
This is Jake.
This is Elva.
And this is Surprise.
And Apollo is here. Let's welcome Grandpa.
Who's Apollo?
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest audience. After a long journey of the exploration of the film Fight Club, finally, we are here, the last stop of today's Action Frames. Get ready for the thrilling soundtracks? Okay, here we go. Fight Club is a suspense thriller directed by David Fincher, whose movies are featured several single frames that flash on the screen in the middle of a scene, and no exception for Fight Club. Fight Club tells a story that a ticking time bomb insomniac and a slippery soap channel primal male aggression into a shocking new form of therapy. Their concept catches on, with underground fight clubs forming in every town, until an eccentric gets in the way and ignites an out-of-control spiral toward oblivion. Actually, the film is an intellectual and emotional ride through Jack's psyche, who is schizoid and crazy. What is worth mentioning is that the soundtrack in the film perfectly reflects storyline's progress, and paves the way for a surprise ending as well. So, let's listen to some fabulous soundtracks to feel the charm of the film. The first soundtrack chosen is Marla, sung by Dust Brothers. It rises when Marla, the heroine, appears on the scene, creating a psychedelic atmosphere. Marla is a woman of distinct personality, always wearing black, with a mop of hair and a cigarette in hand. As soon as she appears in Jack's life, she is fated to leave an impressive mark on his life. He always thinks of her unconsciously, totally disturbing his normal, on a weird life. As he said at the ending of the film, "You met me at a very strange time in my life." He falls in love with a girl. Though Jack does hurt Marla because of his schizoid personality, he still loves her and be with her finally. The second piece to be introduced is Where Is My Mind? A song appears at the end of the film, when Marla stands hand in hand with Jack in front of French windows, watching the grand scene of several skyscrapers falling one by one. With the song fading in, you can feel like a king with a relaxing yawn of relief, losing all hopes, losing its freedom, which is said by Tyler, an imaginary character of Jack. Seems fitting with the scene. The scene is pregnant in my opinion for the metaphor in it. Maybe Tyler is a symbol of his personality. and we know human nature is cruel, and the daily grind numb, crazy sex results in unpredictable consequences. Jack is a victim of modern society, which makes people lose their human nature and feeling. He has become the cogwheels, and the only way for him to restore personality is returning to the original instinct, experiencing the most barbarous pain and violence.After all, Fight Club is a film worth watching and thinking deeply. It reflects a contradiction of us, of everyone. Alright, the clock's ticking and I'm afraid we have to call it a night. So, that's all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. Hope you have a good time. Goodbye!
Cast for today. Producer:
彭敬贤 Alva.
Anchor:
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo.
Journalist:
廖安然 Charlotte.
许和芳 Echo.
苏林涵 Helen.
吕月萌 Joyce.
周佳怡 Priscilla.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王惊喜 Surprise.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。